The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi everyone, Kimberly Falker here, the founder and CEO of the Premier Dance Network, the only podcast network dedicated solely to the world of dance. And welcome to the Katherine Morgan Show. But before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to share a word from our sponsor. Body Wrappers Angela Luzio is happy to be the proud sponsor of the Premier Dance Network. Body Wrappers Angela Luzio is known for its fine total stretch tights and Angela Luzio shoes. Tyler Peck, principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, is its spokesperson and designer of Tyler Peck designs for Premier. It takes a dancer who wears a leotard all day to know what is best in a leotard. So Tyler's beautiful original leotard designs fit perfectly, are ideal for class, rehearsal, or performance, and move well with the body won't ride up in the back. Body Wrappers makes additional apparel for all types of dance that includes ballet, jazz, modern, lyrical, hip-hop, tap, team, liturgical, performance wear for competition and recital, as well as Angela Luzio shoes. You may view all the products at www.bodywrappers.com or to purchase Tyler Peck designs by Body Wrappers, go to dancewearcorner.com or your favorite online dance apparel retailer for all their products.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 60 of the Katherine Morgan Show podcast. Today's episode is very highly requested, and that is how do you come back from either a long time off away, if you're an adult who took ballet as a child and you're coming back, or you're coming back from an injury. You guys want to know my tips and tricks because you're struggling with it, and because I am also coming back from several years off and things are going well. So you want to know all of my tricks and tips, and so we're going to talk about that today. You guys ask me this question a lot, and I love the fact that so many of you are adults who have come back to ballet after so many years away. That is amazing. You know, you're coming back because you love it, and that's incredible. And also, I've been there with the injuries, and I know how frustrating it is and can be. So that's what we're going to talk about today. My first tip is to take your time. You've heard me say this time and time again, it takes longer to rush. You should not be coming back day one. I don't care if it's an injury or you've had 10 years off, you cannot jump day one. And I certainly didn't, and I know that's a frustrating process. But if anything, be slow about it, even slower than maybe you think, particularly with an injury, because you might re-injure it, you might end up injuring something else because you're compensating for your current injury. I've seen that happen many times. So take your time. Take your time. If all you can do day one is pliés, that's fine. Totally fine. Then add tendus. Then add dégagés. You know what I mean? Don't day one say, okay, I think I'm going to do all the way up to pirouettes today. Not going to happen, particularly if you've had a long time off. So instead of viewing this as, ugh, it's going to take forever, ugh, I hate my life, ugh, why am I even bothering? Change your mindset. If you change your mindset, it will change everything. All you have to do is start viewing this as a chance to rebuild your technique and fix your bad habits in the past. That's what I've done. This is my chance to fix anything I wasn't good at before. Because you technically are coming back with a clean slate, particularly if you're an adult who did it as a child. This is day one for you. You can start afresh. So do things properly. Don't cheat. Fix your footwork. For me, I used to force my turnout a lot because I didn't have very good turnout. And so this time I'm really coming back, focusing on finding that turnout and using it and being able to hold it instead of just kind of pounding it into the ground. So all you have to do is change that mindset. And I'm telling you, it will not feel like a drudgery. It will not feel like forever. And you will come back better than you ever were because it worked for me. Guys, I can honestly say I'm in the best shape I've been in probably in my life, and I'm dancing better than I ever have. And it's all because I shifted that focus and said, you know what, this is my chance to push the reset button instead of, oh, it's going to take forever and I'm never going to be as good as I was and blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. Simple mind shift. Because you're going to still have to do the pliés. You're still going to have to do the tendus. You know what I mean? So view it differently. So that's my first tip. Take your time and view this as a chance to hit the reset button. Number two, be kind to yourself in the studio. I know this is another hard one, and what I mean by that is if you are able to, adults, wear something that makes you feel comfortable. If there is not a dress code, go in, especially the first week or two, wearing things that you're going to be confident in. Don't feel like you have to show up in a black leotard and pink tights day one if you don't have to. You know, wear a sweater, wear a skirt. Do what makes you feel comfortable. Now, I know some of you, even adults, do have a dress code, and those of you who are students coming back from injury probably have a dress code. But even then, what I suggest, if you're not happy with your body, is find a bar spot and find a center spot where you can't see yourself in the mirror. Because if you're going to look in the mirror day one and just start judging yourself from the very first combination, oh, I look terrible, oh, I can't do it, oh, da, 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 you're not going to get anywhere. So I actually, even now that I'm in shape, when I take class at Steps, I get a bar spot where I can't see myself because it's actually important to feel it anyway and to use your head and to use your porta bra. And if you're just staring at yourself in the mirror, it's actually not very good for you. So be kind to yourself in the studio. You know, if you are not confident, you don't have to be in the front row. Why are you going to stand in the front and center bar spot if you're not confident, especially if you're coming back from an injury? You know what I mean? You don't want to be there. Trust me on that. So be kind to yourself in the studio. Wear something that makes you feel comfortable if you can. Stand where you'd like. And again, that's going back to that taking your time and being kind to yourself. My third tip is to talk to your teacher. Speaking from both sides of the equation, I'm the student and I have taught many, many, many thousands of times. I always want to know when a student is injured. I always want to know if they are coming back from a long time off because it helps me understand them better. If I don't know they're injured and they're not doing a combination, I'm just going to assume they're lazy. Or if I don't know you're injured and you can't even balance in first position because you have an ankle injury and you don't tell me, I'm going to be like, she can't even balance in first position. You know what I mean? It's not going to help you as a student for the teacher not to know. And adults, I highly encourage you, start that relationship with your instructor. Say, you know what? Hey, I'm coming back to ballet after however many years away, and I really, you know, I'm going to be a little bit slow the first couple times, but I really want to get back into it. They are going to love you, and they are going to want to do everything in their power to help you. Instead of you kind of struggling along in the back, you really haven't said anything, you really haven't talked to them, they might just be like, oh, where is this poor person? You know, whereas if you say, hey, I want to be here, I want to try, I'm going to be struggling, I'm going to be slow, but please be patient with me and know that I'm doing my best. That teacher is going to love you and you are going to start a relationship with them and they are going to go out of their way to help you. So I really encourage you guys to speak up. You don't have to do it in front of anybody else. You can do it beforehand. Just grab them. And dancers also, if you are trying to be professionals and you're coming back from an injury, obviously your teachers know if you've been injured or not, but keep them updated on your progress. Say, you know what, it's feeling good, but blah, 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 blah. So they know exactly how far to push you and how far not to, because you don't want them pushing you and you haven't spoken up and said, you know what, this still isn't good. And then you have to sit out 4 more weeks. I've seen that happen as well. So make sure you are keeping your teacher updated on your situation and don't be afraid to talk to them. Okay, tip number 4, and this is also very, very difficult, a lot easier to say than to do. Don't compare yourself to everybody else. We've all heard this, right? But especially if you are coming back from an injury, or especially if you are coming back as an adult from a very long time away, if you start comparing yourself to the other people who've been there for a year or two or 10, you are going to get very discouraged very fast. Especially those dancers who are injured. Those kids, your fellow classmates, are not injured. They have been jumping, they have been turning, they have been doing whatever. Don't compare yourself to them because you're going to be miserable. It's not ever going to feel good. So that kind of goes back to that find your place at the bar where you can focus on yourself. That's kind of the same thing. Try and tune everybody else out. You know you're injured. You know your story. You know, oh, yeah, I haven't danced in 4 years. So try and not pay attention to everybody else, because that's what you should be doing in class anyway. Hint, hint to every single dancer out there. Yes, you can use other people as inspiration, but if you spend all of your time in class comparing yourself to other people, you are never going to get anywhere. You're really not, because you could be spending all of that energy working on what you need to work on and focusing on what you need to do and doing the combination over and over and over instead of standing on the side and watching other people and getting discouraged and feeling terrible about yourself and feeling you're never going to get anywhere and that you should just quit. So really try hard to tune everyone else out. And the minute you can accomplish that and be on your own path, that's going to help you like nothing else. So really try, guys. I know it's hard. We still all do it. You know what I mean? It's hard not to when there's some chick in the middle of the room with her leg wrapped around her head. Hard not to notice. But don't let it get to you because you don't know their story. You know, they might have been really flexible and whatever, but they can't jump. You know, they might have their own, I guarantee you there's no might about it. They have their own insecurities. So you just do you, focus on what you need to do, and don't worry about everybody else in the room. My last tip is to remember why you're there in the first place. And this, again, is for every dancer. I don't care if you're coming back or have had a break or not. If you don't know why you're there and if you don't have that motivation of why you want to dance, you are going to burn out real fast because there's going to be some rough days. There are going to be rough days like you cannot believe, and there are probably going to be as many rough days as good ones. And if you cannot pinpoint your reason for dancing or why you love to do this, you're never going to make it. You know, on many hard days, whether I was at SAB or in the company or even now coming back, the thing that motivates me is why am I here? It's not just because I love to dance. It's because this is my passion. I love the music. I love the movement. Like, I want to get back on stage. You have to have some sort of motivation for those rough days. And you can't spend every class being miserable or you're never going to last. Enjoy the little things. Did you do a good turn to the left that you haven't done before? So what if the rest of the class was terrible for you? You did a pirouette to the left. Celebrate it. You know, find the little happy moments. Find those moments that can get you to the next class. And remember, and you've heard me say this before as well, as dancers, we're very fortunate in that we don't go for medals. You know, Olympians, like the gymnasts who vault, they spend their entire lives training. And like, I think it was Michaela Maroney in the 2012 Olympics. She was supposed to win the gold medal. Everybody said she was going to win the gold medal. Like, she was the hands-down favorite. Vaulting is what, 4 seconds? She falls, done. 4 years of hard work, gone. You, if you have a bad class, you get to fix it the next day. You know what I mean? Or if you have a bad show, you get to fix it next time. We're not going for medals. We're not working our whole lives and for 4 years and then for one day that's 4 seconds long. So you've got to remember why you're there. You've got to have that motivation and celebrate the happy moments. And remember to have fun and enjoy it because otherwise you're going to hate it because ballet is hard. Ballet is so difficult. Anybody who says it's easy is not working hard enough. So remember that on your worst days. You've got to have that little nugget of motivation. So be kind to yourself, guys. Take your time. Use that time to push the reset button, change that mindset, and you will be back in shape before you know it. Because honestly, I can truthfully say, if I can do it, so can you. Because I did it. I thought I was done dancing, like I said last time. Completely thought I was done. Took several years off. Didn't put point shoes on. Didn't care. Didn't take care of my, you know, like, ballet body. I didn't do Pilates. I didn't do anything. So I literally had stopped dancing, and now I have come back, and I'm better than I ever was. So if I can do it, so can you. It is possible. All you have to do is have the right mindset and believe in yourself. And you'll be more successful than you can even imagine. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Catherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Catherine_Morgan and on Twitter at Catherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening and I'll see you next time.